Coming to you live from a fogged out apartment somewhere in the United States, it's the TH Cinema Podcast. Cinema Podcast. My name is Dan, and with me, as always, is the layers to my onion.
That's a good one.
The all-stars to my hey now.
Let's get the show on. Come on.
Snort.
Hello.
Silent John.
Hello.
And Frank couldn't be here today. So, we just finished smoking weed.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still feeling the effects of that last cough.
But it's weed with a purpose, because what month is it?
420 month!
Bop, 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 bop!
Womp, 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 womp. And for this episode of our 420 month spectacular, we've got a snort pick.
And guys, we are watching Shrek!
I mean, Shrek is love, Shrek is life, Shrek is green, weed is green. It makes sense.
As a swamp person, I always appreciate another swamp person, so Shrek, you're my brethren. I'm on board for this one.
You a couple swampers?
A couple of swamp folk.
Swamp life. You have that like on the back of your car, like the salt life decals. Swamp life. Okay, before we get into Shrek, I'm actually going to call, like, kind of a little bit of snort court here, because it's not a debate or anything, but I have some really strong thoughts.
Wow, surprise snort court on us.
Okay, yeah, I guess we're having a surprise deposition right now, Silent John over there.
You've been served.
And here's my strong thoughts. It's okay. So, kind of why I picked Shrek is because I was looking for a stoner movie because, I mean, they aren't smoking weed in Shrek. It's a kid's movie. I was looking for a stoner movie, but I was looking for like a girl's perspective one. And there are fucking none of them except for the one we've already done an episode on, Smiley Face. But other than that, there is not any female representation in stoner movies. And I'm really upset about it. I think, especially in today's day and age, you're kidding me? There's not more of these movies? I want to see me in a movie, please, people. Thank you.
That was a really good opening statement. I'm going to also agree with you on there. In the majority of stoner movies, if not all of stoner movies outside of Smiley Face, there is not one female character that passes the Bechdel test. At all.
It's always like the girlfriend, the girl represented in the movies, the girlfriend that wants the boyfriend to quit. Like, why do you smoke so much weed? Where's the girlfriend that's like, fucking load the bowl, bitch?
Yeah,
where's that girl?
Or the love interest. Like, it's always something like that. I think the perfect, like, I mean, Smiley Face is the perfect female role because that's what your average female stoner just lounging around playing fucking computer games or looking at YouTube just high off their ass.
Or even if it's like a chick flick but she's a stoner, you know, like it could go either way, you know. It doesn't have to be as stonery as Smiley Face, you know. But yeah,
it is very baffling because I don't really feel like there's like a stigma around weed anymore. Like, weed is like a kind of highly loved thing everywhere. There's definitely, you know, those Fox News people that don't like weed, but other than that, like, everybody loves weed. So what do you think it is? Why is there not more of these movies?
Don't even get me started on female representation in the world.
Well,
but
I think it's more that like stoner movie as a genre doesn't really exist anymore for the most part.
I guess, yeah, that's a good point, too.
There's very rare, like, instances where a classic stoner movie will come out, like your Pineapple Expresses.
Okay, but even, like, 10 years ago, whenever Judd Apatow was coming out with all the stoner movies, like the stoner crew was there. Where was the fucking chick in that? You know? There never is.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is hashtag women smoke weed too.
Yeah, they fucking do. I would definitely watch a fucking like Bridesmaids style fucking like stoner chick comedy.
Can someone just make a movie about my life?
With Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of writes itself.
Like, yeah. I do fun stuff sometimes. And guess what? I'm always fucking high.
That is very true.
Anyways, that's my snort court. But that leads me to why I picked Shrek. Because Shrek is a fun movie to watch while you're high. I mean, it's a fun movie to watch when you were a kid, and now it's a fun movie to watch as an adult when you're stoned.
See, Dan has only watched this movie as an adult when he was stoned. No. I saw Shrek as a teenager when I was stoned to start, but I've never seen it as a child not stoned.
Well, after, I guess, kind of living through both of those as a child and as a stoner, I just, round of applause to everybody involved in Shrek because they really nailed both audiences. Like, they made a movie that is the perfect kids movie that now we as three adults are going to sit and watch high, like, on a podcast. Like, that's kind of an amazing thing.
Shrek was, like, Shrek and then all of the sequels also is, like, one of the very few movies from my childhood that I remember, like, me and my entire family, like, my parents and my siblings going to the movie theater to see these movies. Like, I don't know if there was another kid movie that we, like, was the family movie.
Yeah, I remember watching it as a teenager, like I said, and also already seeing from that side, like, the adult humor that's in it that you wouldn't pick up on as a child and stuff. And that's what makes that movie, like, good for both audiences.
Yeah.
You know, Pixar and Disney, they did a little bit with the first Toy Stories and stuff like that, but DreamWorks really nailed, like, that vibe with Shrek and how to make a animated picture that appeals to both audiences. And they kind of carried it on. I mean, obviously through the Shrek sequels, but even, like, Megamind is one of my favorite animated movies. I think it's so fucking good. And that's a DreamWorks animated movie.
Secret Life of Pets, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and I mean, honestly, like, Puss in Boots just came out, like, a few months ago and was crushing it at the box office. Like,
it was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, like, Shrek is still a big deal where just a couple days ago they announced, like, Shrek 5. Like, we're still going strong, guys.
Yeah, Shrek is still happening. It's the whole generation that was raised with the Shrek that got to grow up with the jokes that are in the Shrek that are now the stoners sitting on my couch getting high. Watching the Shrek.
I feel like maybe the best thing that I can compare it to, and just with like the meme aspect of Shrek, last year me picking Scooby-Doo, you know, and that being like a big like pop culture stonery, like if memes were around then, you know, it would have been a memeable like thing, you know? That's what Shrek is for my generation.
It is that memeable thing that became the meme.
Yeah. But and this is a big thing to say because I love Disney and I love Disney movies so much, is I would go on record saying Shrek is one of the best animated movies of all time. Like, top three, for sure.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Like, I don't hate Disney movies by any means. Like, I grew up with a lot of them, obviously, and they're great. They stand the test of time. But, like, the impact Shrek has had on my life, I feel like, cannot compare to what Disney has ever done for me or what I guess Disney couldn't do for me. Maybe that's a better way to say
it's like the mouse is like organized religion
in a sense. Yeah,
and you're in the cult of Shrek
pretty much. Yeah,
you've moved into the woods. Sorry, you moved into the swamp. You're wearing the green paint all over your body and you're eating the onions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alongside your other ogre brother and sisterin.
Yeah, I get a lot of angry people outside my swamp and, you know, sometimes you gotta take care of them.
You gotta chase them off.
That's right.
For some reason, I can definitely see in Florida a fucking headline of Shrek cult found in swamp.
I want to like fact check you because that could already exist. Like that headline that might be out there.
Exists somewhere. Someone has a shred cult.
No. If it does exist somewhere, it exists in Florida.
Yeah, for sure.
But it could have legs. I could see a Shrek cult in many places.
Chapters of the Shrek cult.
Yeah. Do you think it's like, because I saw all these like trends on TikTok of people throwing Shrek parties, you know, and dressing up as Shrek characters. Do you think there's a whole Shrek community like there is furries?
I mean, Dan went to a Shrek rave, so I'm just going to automatically say
yeah,
yes.
I went to a Shrek rave. There's Shrek folk out there, but I don't know if it's so much like, oh, we're
a
into Shrek
lifestyle?
As much as like, yeah, I don't think it's so much a lifestyle as like, an excuse, okay? It's just fun. It's not like Rocky Horror Picture Show,
okay?
Where that's like, okay, no, that's a different like echelon of like
Disney adults.
I don't know, guys. I could easily see like, what is it? Wasn't there a show like My Strange Addiction? I could easily see some real weird Shrek person popping up on there. Like, I don't know. Somebody will easily take it too far.
I've been traveling around following the Shrek rave. For the last 394 days.
Okay, with all aspects of Shrek, Shrek culture, Shrek internet, all of the Shrek, everything. When you think of Shrek, like, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? Is it like a character? Is it a line? Is it
Donkey.
Music?
Honestly, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth's in there also.
Yeah, I think Donkey, that's like the first thing that comes to mind. Like it's an automatic response to anyone saying Shrek. But then another main scene that pops in my head, and it's a very specific reason why, is when Fiona is singing to the birds, you know, and then they like grow and bigger and then they pop. Because we were such a big Shrek family also that we had like all the Shrek video games. And I remember playing the Shrek video game on Xbox and getting past that part in the game was so fucking hard. I was stuck on it for so long.
Wait, did you have to make the birdies explode? Was that part
of the
thing?
Yeah, like you're clicking like the buttons and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you have to like tap the buttons like super fast?
Yeah.
You're like button smash.
Yeah. And it was hard. I could not get past that level for a long time.
So is that a part of the movie that you hate then?
No, I still really like that part because I like Fiona.
Okay, so you're not going to like zone out into post-traumatic video game stress disorder?
No. Another iconic scene from Shrek, but it's from Shrek 2, is the fairy godmother singing. That's a very iconic moment. Can we talk about how good all the sequels are too? Like not even that they just made them, but they're all really good.
Yeah, I think one of the scenes that sticks out most in my head out of any of the Shrekverse is in Shrek, I want to say it's Shrek 3, where they're storming the fucking, like, the good guys are all storming the fucking bad guys' castle, and the Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother is playing in the fucking background somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's human Shrek. Yeah.
And like, I'm watching, this fucking kids movie, and then all of a sudden, fucking Wolf Mother?
I mean, it's kind of badass, though.
It's a fucking vibe.
Well, that's the thing. Like, as Shrek grows throughout all the movies, like, yeah, they stand the test of time. They're culturally relevant to whenever they came out, but they just put, like, fun, interesting twists on these animated movies. I'm not a father, but if I had a kid and I had to take him to some animated movie, I want it to be geared towards me as well. Maybe I'm selfish. So, thank you, Shrek, for giving me that opportunity. It's never going to happen, but thank you anyway.
I did see a funny Letterboxd fucking list or whatever, like one of the like lists that has the movies in it and has the funny title for the movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was something about like white folk that want to take over somebody's personality.
I already know which one you're talking about.
So they don't die.
There's only two movies.
And there's only two movies. What are the two movies, Jonathan?
Get Out and Shrek.
Oh, okay. I did see the same thing. Yeah. A big thing of Shrek that we haven't even talked about is the Mike Myers of it all. And how it originally wasn't Mike Myers.
You're right. Because it was originally the Farley.
Yeah. And he went back and redid it, the whole thing.
Yep. From my understanding, like, the Farley stuff was about 60% done when Farley passed away. And, yeah, and they got Mike Myers to come back in and redo it all. And some of the Farley stuff still does exist on the old interweb computer.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen
that.
Yeah,
I don't think I have. That's something I actually want to check out.
Yeah, yeah. You could see some, like, just rough images with the Farley voice over it. And it's not defaked. It's real. It's real. So don't get scared of it. Yeah.
That's interesting, though, because, I mean, I'm so accustomed, you know, to Mike Myers, and it's fantastic. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'll have a negative reaction towards it, unfortunately. Like, I'm sure it would have been good. But, man, Mike Myers is kind of iconic as Shrek.
Yeah, that's not your Shrek.
Yeah.
Just the whole cast is, like, iconic and perfect. Oh, like, Eddie Murphy, sure. Donkey, like, Cameron Diaz, Fiona. Everything's great.
Oh, John Lithgow. Come on. Lord Farquaad.
God, Lord Farquaad. What a little fucking piece of shit. But such a great little piece of shit.
He does it so well.
Who's your guys' like favorite character? If you can only pick one.
Fucking Gingy, man.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, Gingy's a fucking badass.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of is. I mean, it's hard for not to just be Shrek.
Yeah, mine's Fiona, so I think she's amazing.
Like, Donkey gives him a run for his money, but once again, Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Well, are we ready to get high on Shrek, guys?
Wait, Shrek guys?
Are we ready to get high on Shrek, comma, guys?
Oh.
Question mark.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
Let's watch Shrek.
Any waffles?
Oh, yeah, we do have waffles.
Now, our feature presentation.
Dan found the movie and brought the snacks. And we're back. And we just watched Shrek.
Yeah, we fucking did.
A cinematic masterpiece. I mean, animated Hall of Fame. What? How many accolades can we give this movie? I mean, seriously.
7.
That's fair. Oh, that's a fair number.
I thoroughly enjoyed this rewatching of Shrek. For me, it's been a while since I've Shrek'd.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's probably been a good, like, 3 or 4 years since I've Shrek'd.
Oh, okay. That's like a while.
That's a substantial, like, Shrek nothing in your life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I tried to show the kid the Shrek at some point, and he wasn't biting on it, so, like, we gave up on the Shrek for a while.
After watching it today, do you think you can try it again now?
Yeah, I think he's at the age where, like, the fart jokes and stuff like that are going to play a little bit better.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's at that boy age.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope he finds the Shrek he needs in his life. Everybody could use a little bit of it, you know?
What about y'all? When's the last time you guys fucking Shrek'd around?
Legitimately, like, a couple weeks ago.
Not even in preparation for this movie.
Just an organic Shrekening.
Yeah, it's just going to happen every once in a while.
Yeah, you never can prepare, but you're always delighted.
Ooh. Okay, so you know how, like, the Winnie the Pooh movie, The Blood and Honey, and The Weird Grinch?
Yeah.
Ugh, don't remind
me. Shrekening.
Well,
unfortunately, those other two movies aren't very great. So I don't have high hopes for the Shrekening.
Could you imagine the donkey? Or would there not even be Donkey since there was no Max and Grinch?
I think Shrek is wearing Donkey's head as like a helmet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is dark. Fuck.
After the purge of the fairy tale creatures from the forest, there was only one that remained. And he vowed revenge. The Shrekening.
I mean, it's a good trailer.
Yeah, I'm into it. I guess we can start with getting into the movie. And it starts off as a fairy tale being read by a voice that's Shrek. But you see, like, the old-fashioned book and all of that, you know. And then, boom, kick the door. It's Shrek and Smash Mouth.
I mean, I gotta say, the opening to this movie, the intro here, maybe one of my favorite of all time. Coming out of the outhouse to Smash Mouth playing, it's such an iconic moment for me that, like, I can't help but to start moving around like I'm at a fucking concert. Like, for some reason, it gets me so hype.
Yeah, this song will for all time be tied to this scene. That lingering point on the some will always have a picture of that outhouse in my fucking head when that happens. A wait, like, there is lifelong tension waiting for that body to hit and Shrek's foot to come out that door.
But when it drops, oh, it's fucking glorious.
And I also do want to point out that, you know, Shrek is, it's a perfect movie. It's, you know, let's not fucking mince around it. From the beginning to the end, it's a fucking perfect movie. And God damn it, a lot of that is because it's bookend by fucking Smash Mouth.
Yeah, there's a lot of Smash Mouth songs in this movie. It's, you start with the banger and you end with another one. Like, Smash Mouth, I think All Star, even without Shrek, it was a popular song, I feel like. Shrek just kind of launched it to the stratosphere. How much does Smash Mouth have to thank Shrek for their career, though?
A lot, because this song initially came out before Shrek.
So, yeah,
was in the Mystery Men soundtrack, and Mystery Men flopped like a bitch.
It was the entire
music video that was released for this pre-Shrek was a Mystery Men music video.
See, and I remember hearing it before Shrek, and I guarantee that's probably fucking how.
Well, I was wondering during this, how many other Smash Mouth songs do you guys know? Because I don't know a single other one, unless it's in a Shrek movie.
What is it? Might as well be walking on the sun.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Yep.
So
not many.
The flies are wrong. Yeah.
So the two in this movie and that one. How many albums do they have?
Oh, I'm sure, much like all the actors in this movie, they don't have to do albums anymore.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I think the lead singer of Smash Mouth kind of had a little meltdown on stage, like, multiple times. And it might have been at a state fair. So that gives you the level of popularity Smash Mouth
I guess
has.
Nobody ever told him the world was going to roll in.
You got to admit, though, as adults now, that song has a different meaning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That song hits a lot deeper as a grown-up than it did as a child.
The Smash Mouth is good. I'm not in love with it as much as you guys. But what I really love from that scene is, like, you see the day in the life of Shrek. Like, you get the whole, what Shrek is, being an ogre, in the opening.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Shrek in this scene. Because I definitely felt a connection to Shrek I've never felt before.
Yeah?
Watching him in this. Because Shrek is living the life that I want to live. Just alone in the woods by myself. Nobody bugging me. Stay out of my swamp. Like, you know how Dan's always like, I just want to run away to the woods?
Yeah.
I just want to be Shrek.
That's Shrek.
You need to go back to the swamp.
I need to go back to the swamp.
Can I be your swamp mate? Because my second note verbatim, Shrek and I have a lot in common when it comes to wanting to be left alone.
Donkey.
I'll be the kindest donkey you've ever met.
No, but Shrek is definitely out there, and he's living his best life, and he is fine. He is fine where he's at. He's happy.
Yeah, until these villagers show up, and then you see mean Shrek, and realize that everyone's afraid of ogres. Then we get one of my favorite aspects of the movie, because we're at, like, where everyone brings their fairy tale creatures to basically be, like, sold, slave?
It's trafficking, like, essentially.
Well,
yeah. You know.
I mean, judging by what happens to the gingerbread man later on, they're being given to these people to be murdered, all right?
Yeah.
We're looking at this through the views of 1938 Germany. These fairy tale folk are being rounded up and brought to the authorities just based on the fact that they're fairy tale folk, and then they're being tortured and killed. We have got a fairy tale holocaust going on in the fucking forest right now.
I really don't want to correlate Shrek with the Holocaust.
There's a ghetto. There's a ghetto. Shrek Swamp turns into fucking fairy tale Auschwitz.
I completely understand it. I just... No, not Shrek.
Yeah.
No, he's the Oscar Schindler. No. He's the Schindler. It's okay.
I get it. It's just the Holocaust aspect.
Okay, no matter how you slice it, there's some deep fascism going on.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. But why I enjoy the scene, though, is because you finally see all, like, the other creatures and stuff. And I think that's probably the biggest reason, like, as a kid, I like this movie, is the fairy tale aspects of it. And we finally meet Donkey.
Yeah, Mr. Eddie Murphy himself, who, as I was watching this movie, I came to the realization that Eddie Murphy, Mike Myers, and Cameron Diaz haven't really had to do anything since Shrek.
No, they're made. They're made for life.
They're just sitting back fucking collecting. They're fine. They don't want to, like, they'll dabble when they want to dill dabble here and there. But they're on their time, man. They're on fucking Shrek time. They landed it big.
That just makes me think that since, like, Shrek 5 just got announced, that they probably just, like, unloaded the Brinks truck. Like, how much you want? We'll you fill in the number, and we'll pay it.
We will pay anything.
Yeah, because I saw it's the whole cast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a big deal. Like, yeah. Especially, like, how long it's been since, like, what, Shrek 3? It's been decades, I feel like.
So, we meet Donkey. He talks. He runs away from getting enslaved and runs into Shrek finally. They have a little scare off with all the people trying to take all of the fairies and stuff. And Donkey just decides to follow Shrek back to his house.
Yeah, yeah. They become best buddies in Donkey's mind very fast.
I think it's only a one-way friendship, though, for sure.
That's why I said in Donkey's mind.
I mean, I don't blame Donkey, though. After seeing what Shrek can do with those hands, fuck yeah, I'll follow Shrek anyway.
So, Shrek takes Donkey back to the swamp. And during this walk, though, we get some of the most classic Shrek lines. The boulder.
That is a nice boulder.
And, Dan, what did you do today?
What?
Well, what do we have snack on?
Oh, I made waffles.
Yeah. So, look, just in that whole, like, little 2 minutes.
Yeah, this entire movie is just fucking quotable upside and down. Like, Snort, you yourself were, I'd say for the first, like, 6 to 10 minutes, it was almost every other line you were spouting out of your mouth along with the movie.
I could also probably do the whole movie. The only reason I stopped is because you told me I needed to take notes. I needed to focus.
I don't know. I feel like if you would have just, like, recited the whole movie along with it, you would have needed no notes at all.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
You would have become one with Shrek.
I'm very high, though.
that is true.
Maybe that's all Shrek needed, you know? It's just a little weed.
But so we get back to the swamp. We get Shrek's nighttime routine, having him his dinner, the candle wax candle.
The whole scene of him at dinner where it's like kind of slowly panning to Donkey, like peering in the window. Fucking frame that, put it in like an art exhibit somewhere. That just beautiful.
And the music playing too, so good.
Such a nice touch.
Yeah, I did want to say, like, for the time, like, 2001 is when this movie came out. Literally 22 ago.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
The CGI in it? Serviceable.
It holds up.
This is the same year that we got Scorpa-Rock in The Mummy Returns.
Okay, well, in that scope, wow, Shrek legitimately is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it got better as it went along, obviously.
Right.
But, like, looking at it, yeah. It wasn't PlayStation 2. It didn't feel PlayStation 2-y.
That's honestly pretty impressive because, I mean, if it came out in 2001, they've been working on it for a couple of years at that point probably. Like, damn. Shrek really just kind of excels technically.
So, we're at the swamp. Donkey's outside. Shrek's living his life. And then all of a sudden, all of the fairy tale creatures are at the swamp because Lord Farquaad sent them.
This place has turned into a fucking refugee camp.
This, I learned in this viewing, is one of my problems with this movie. For some ogre who loves his privacy, you didn't hear a whole squad of these fairy tale creatures showing up to your doorstep? How did you miss it?
Yeah, you spent so much time putting up the signs that you didn't think to put up some kind of, like, signal and alarm system.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn ogre.
Come on.
What are some of your guys' favorite, like, fairy tale creatures, though? That you meet in this little gathering.
I don't know. I've always kind of been a sucker for a little Pinocchio. I mean, we intro him a little bit earlier, but I love that he comes back for this too.
See, I had a problem looking over the crowd of the fairy tale folk that are like there, right? Because you got like at least fucking three fairy godmother, right? You got fucking Tinkerbellies and shit fucking floating around. You legit got at least 7 wizards in this fucking audience. Witches and wizards combined. Maybe a warlock or two. You telling me all these fucking magic powerful motherfucking Dungeons and Dragons motherfuckers can't take care of some fucking knights in armor and turn them into, like, ducks or something?
I don't know.
Like, how are all these magical beings getting strong-armed by fucking humans?
The one explanation I feel like that maybe makes sense is it just seems like every other character in this movie, like, all of them are people who, you know, Shrek runs into. They're all very cowardly, you know?
They're more of, like, a passive community.
Yeah. So, could they step in and use their powers? Sure. But that puts them in danger, and all of a sudden that sounds a little scary, and I'm just, you know, trying to just kind of float along in life. I don't want to be put in danger, no.
So they went to the wild card.
Yeah. If you have an ogre, you employ the ogre. I'm sorry, but that's just kind of how it works, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because Shrek gives this crazy speech that he's going to tell Lord Farquaad to get these people out of his swamp.
Today is our Independence Day.
And Donkey's coming with them. So after this, we meet Lord Farquaad and little Gingy.
My guy. My fucking dude. His poor gumdrop buttons. I mean, I know Gingy's like a little bit of a rat, but I think he was throwing him off the scent with the Muffin Man thing. Like, the Muffin Man wasn't where he was saying the Muffin Man one. He wasn't on Drury Lane.
No.
No, he was just throwing him off the scent. But, you know, again, like, this poor little Gingy, like, his legs are being ripped off and paraded in front of him.
Pretty much turned to dust.
That's a war crime, man. That's a fucking, like, get the whatever the fairy tale equivalent of the Nuremberg trials is and get Farquaad up on the goddamn stand.
But isn't it kind of funny? For how small Lord Farquaad is, the one person you see him torture is like infinitely smaller than he is.
It's the one person that he can feel superior to.
Yeah.
I never put it in that kind of perspective. That, funny,
that little son of a bitch.
So Lord Farquaad's torturing Gingy, but then he brings in, well, one of his guys, his henchmen, brings in the magic mirror. And this is where we learn that Lord Farquaad needs to meet a princess and marry so he can be king. And that's obviously all he cares about. So the magic mirror plays dating game of which princess are you going to marry?
Such a fresh reference for the year of our Dark Lord 2001. I'm sure all the children watching this got that. At this point, I'm pretty sure the parents of the children who would watch that movie in the year 2001 only knew of the dating game in reference to the fact that it existed before when they were kids or non-existent.
Okay, I agree with you, but I don't think it takes anything away from it because it's one of my favorite fucking scenes. Like, it is so funny. I wish I could write this. Like, I just want to, can I just make up a dating game for princesses and write the funny little blurbs about them? That's a perfect job for me.
It sounds like you've already signed up for it.
I guess now it's just writing like a Tinder profile.
A Tinder profile for Ariel. Do it.
I love long lays on the beach.
Looking for a guy who doesn't like to hear any jabber. I have feet. Hope you're into that.
Yeah. You know, 2001 might have been frowned upon. 2023, hey.
I think you wrote...
There's a market for it.
Yeah, I think you just wrote her OnlyFans.
So many levels. It's got layers like an onion.
Like a motherfucking onion, you onion boy. So we're at the dating game.
Yeah.
And I did like the, it's almost like they threw a little shade at like the Disney prince. Well, I mean, I guess it's not Disney princesses, but it felt like it was shade towards the Disney princesses.
At that point, it's fucking public fucking property. Right. Otherwise, they wouldn't have touched it.
That's why I had to stop myself.
No, they were throwing some shade at the Disney, you know, obviously throughout because they are direct competitors and stuff. Right. But like, specifically the scene where Shrek's walking into Duloc and it's pretty much just fucking Disney World and you got the Small World thing and everything.
Right.
But I think that's a big swing. Like, you don't know if this thing's going to work for you, DreamWorks. And you're just walking out there like, balls on the fucking table. Fuck you, Disney.
I don't know with how much freaking confidence Shrek has throughout this movie. They just exuded that same confidence, apparently. Yeah,
it paid off.
Yeah. Good swing.
So Lord Farquaad picks Fiona, and the magic mirror is trying to tell Lord Farquaad something about what happens after night, and he cuts him off, so he'll never know. So to go get Fiona, you have to travel to a castle and fight off a fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah, things were feeling a little Lord of the Ringsy at this moment. Just a lot of wandering and chatting through the landscapes.
Some beautiful CGI landscapes.
We skipped a lot of stuff. We aren't there yet. We skipped a major scene that we need to talk about.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to back
up. So, So, Shrek and Donkey show up to that place that we talked about. And they come across Lord Farquaad giving a big speech about how he needs one of his people to go save Fiona. He doesn't care if they die. And Shrek shows up and pops the keg, hit the bell, we're going. It's WrestleMania.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ring match.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe like Shrek's design was also based off like an old, early 1900s French wrestler, if I'm not mistaken.
The build would line up with that, I feel like.
I'm going to fact check that because I'm pretty sure. I want to show you what the human version of Shrek looks
like. I feel like I have it in my eyes, in my head right now. Like I can picture a guy in like a singlet holding up a barbell or something with a mustache, like a big, big mustache.
So the man that was rumored to have been the inspiration for Shrek was a French wrestler by the name of Maurice Tillet.
What?
Tillet.
Maurice Tillet?
Maurice Tillet.
Not exactly what I was thinking, but I mean, that's appropriate.
Looks like an ogre.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the guy from Goonies, at least from here.
Sloth.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Very Shrek.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I've seen Shrek memes that where he looks more like that guy, like somebody fucked with it.
So yeah, wrestling match.
Yeah, we get some fucking fucking finishers up in this bitch.
It's honestly like a Shrek showcase of talents. He's like busting out tombstones and shit like that.
Throwing some fucking ankle locks out there.
Yeah. And you know what? The whole time he's doing this, he's a comedian. He's just cracking jokes. He is the star of the fucking show.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a showman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the while to Ronda Rousey's fucking entrance music.
So, 1, 2, 3. Shrek wins the match. And he makes a deal with Lord Farquaad. And he's on his way to the castle with Shrek. No, with Donkey. That's who.
Shrek and Shrek.
Shrek and Donkey, they're friends.
So, they're on their way to the castle. That's when we get the ogres are like onions.
They are like onions.
Because they have layers.
But I don't like onions.
Well.
You like ogres.
They're like cakes.
No.
Ogres are
like onions.
Because they stink.
Okay. Donkey.
So they get to the castle. They have to cross the scary long bridge over the fire. Donkey is scared. But you kind of see like your first like true like Donkey Shrek friendship, where it looks like Shrek is being an asshole by like waving the bridge, you know, but really he's just kind of helping Donkey get across in a very asshole way, though.
Yeah, it comes off as bullying at first, but you know, but then it's like, oh, he was just trying to help his friend overcome his fear by causing just a little bit more fear.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that Shrek knew that was the only way he was going to get him across, so that's why he chose that route, you know. He was doing it out of necessity at that point.
Yeah. because the quest must go on. Because you need to find Fiona in the highest room in the tallest tower, but be aware of the dragon. And guess what? The dragon shows up and it's blowing fire and shit.
Yeah, Donkey meets his fucking future wife in the scene, and she is not very happy.
Well, I think she's... Well, I guess she just, like, burns whoever goes up there.
Well, she, like...
She's very secluded.
Yeah, she tries to, like, fry his ass.
We don't even know she's a she yet.
Whoa.
I mean, the eyelashes.
Oh, yeah, once he captures...
captures her heart.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to kind of think that maybe the dragon is kind of just like Shrek, and she just wants to be, like, left alone. But also, I mean, look at her relationship with Donkey, how she tries to force him to stay. Maybe, like, she forces Fiona to stay just because she needs a friend, you know?
Yeah, I see it more like a fucking, like, Willem Dafoe, Robert Pattinson, Lighthouse Keeper situation going on here. Like, she's lonely, man. She's just fucking, she's doing her job. She's got to be there. Guarding the princess. She doesn't talk to the princess. They're not friends and shit. That's her fucking prisoner. Like, her job, the dragon's job, is to fucking sit there. And she's, you know, fucking dancing by herself, and all of a sudden this donkey walks in the door.
This hot piece of ass.
This hot piece of ass. What are you gonna do but try to eat it?
I mean, I don't know. I get it, but it sounds like a boring ass fucking job. You know, like, do you really want to sit up there and guard somebody you just don't give a shit about?
That's what I'm saying. She's a prisoner. Dragon's a prisoner.
Everyone's a prisoner.
I mean, we're all prisoners to our fucking jobs. Let's be fucking fair.
Well, Dragon helps Shrek a lot by just flinging him into the room where Fiona is through the roof. Boom. Shrek and Fiona meet. She's caught off guard because she... Well, I mean, obviously someone just came through her roof. But she thinks, like, her... Prince Charming is going to, like, kiss her and all of this. She's all ready, but that's not the case. Because Shrek has a helmet on, too, so she doesn't even know what he looks like.
Yeah, Shrek at some point had donned the suit of armor as to fight the dragon, and now his appearance has been disguised because he doesn't look like a giant ogre wearing tiny human-sized armor right now.
Well, then, too, he's on the clock. He's got one fucking job, and it's to get that princess. He doesn't give a fuck.
He ain't got no time for her fucking fanciful romantic rescue.
Yeah, she wants him to, like, recite a poem as, like, a dragon is chasing them.
Yeah, what the fuck? We got bigger things.
Well, in her defense, she thought the dragon was dead.
Yeah, okay, I think that's fair. But
yeah,
still.
Yeah, but part of the rules. You're supposed to kill the dragon.
You didn't slay the dragon!
I guess now I'm just mad she's been up there this whole time. You want to stick around for him to recite a poem? You don't want to fucking leave this place.
Well, they do leave. Shrek goes and finds Donkey. They escape the dragon. And they're on their way to Lord Farquaad. After Shrek explains to Fiona what's going on, that he's not her Prince Charming, all of this. And, yeah, she wants him to take off the tiny helmet. How does she not... No, he was an ogre, especially when you're half ogre. What the fuck? But she finds out he's an ogre.
Which, I guess because she's an ogre, and yeah, she doesn't want it to be known, why does it matter? Why are you harping on him for it? Wouldn't you be grateful? You've been trapped for so long.
Well, because it's like a metaphor for being ashamed of who you are and projecting that onto somebody else for who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, this movie... Like, has a very positive, like, mental health message. And it's very nice to watch it unfold.
Yeah, be your true self. Well, they go trekking to Lord Farquaad, but it's starting to get dark, and Fiona insists that they camp and not walk through the night. It makes them build her, like, a rock house. And they camp. Donkey and Shrek have another sweet little moment. Then we get to my scene with the hard video game scene with the birds. And this morning, Fiona's making eggs.
Yeah, she blows up the tiny birdies. Then she finds the nests that they blew up from that the eggs will never survive and says, I'm just going to eat them instead.
Well, this is where you kind of start getting those breadcrumbs of, like, you know, what is Fiona? What does she turn into? You know, when the sun goes down, she kind of starts sharing traits that, like, Shrek, like, has. He just seems to be good at everything. She seems to be good at everything. And one thing I just picked up on this viewing, she's wearing fucking green when we first meet her.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time. I guess I'm so stuck on Shrek's green, I just never paid attention to Fiona's green.
She starts being, like, the cool princess, you know, like, yeah, the relatable one to Shrek. So they start their adventure again, and then, out of nowhere, Fiona is swept up by no other than, oh, merry man!
A French Robin Hood somehow.
With a whole theater production set up in the forest, apparently.
They're merry.
How funny is it, though?
It is a nice little scene. It's a lot of fun.
See, I forgot about the Robin Hood because I thought you were going to jump into... And then we cut to a random scene of Lord Farquaad pleasuring himself to the magic mirror.
I do have a note of that, but I've skipped over it.
I think that's where I had my bathroom break.
Yeah, because it was definitely my burrito break.
I think it was Lord Farquaad's burrito break, too.
Womp womp.
So the merry men are there. Fiona kicks a lot of ass, and we get the badass kick scene.
Yep, the Matrix scene.
Hell yeah.
All that got me thinking was, damn, this was referenced. Keanu Reeves, numbers. Nope. I didn't like doing the math.
You didn't like what?
What?
I didn't like doing the math back to the Matrix reference.
You said some numbers. It's fine.
But Shrek and Donkey are... obviously, so surprised that Fiona's been locked in the tower her whole life and somehow can do all of this. So, after this, Shrek and Fiona, they get a lot more flirty during their adventure. They make balloon animals.
What the fuck laws of physics? I mean, I understand it's a magic universe with ogres and fucking magic and wizards that are pacifists or whatever, I don't know. But animals still got bones and shit, right? That's how animals work.
Not these ones. Not these two specific ones.
And, like, air and breathing still works. Not helium on the way out, right? And then the poor fate of these poor helium boneless animals as they float into the sky consciously. Never to land again.
They're just gonna get stuck in a tree.
They're just talking to birds flying by. You'll never believe it.
They're gonna reach an altitude where they're just gonna pop because of the pressure. Like weather balloons and man shit.
What if one of them just floats into a building, just gets stuck in the corner
what
of the ceiling?
What a slow, lingering death. All I'm picturing is like the frog and the snake floating up together for like maybe like 10, 15 minutes and like, you know, coming to terms with the fact that they're both going to die. And then, like, the snake starts floating away from the frog, and he just sees him floating off into the distance, and then they just both have to die alone.
Well, damn, you didn't have to put it that way. That's sad as shit.
Oh, no.
They were just innocently on a tree, and now they're up in the clouds.
I will remember you.
Get them in the in memoriam at the Oscars.
Okay, well, RIP to the balloon animals. But we've arrived to the place where Lord Farquaad lives. I can't remember the name of it.
Duloc.
Duloc. Oh, yeah, Duloc.
How can you forget Duloc? There's a whole song about it.
Because his name's fucking Duloc. So they finally arrived to Duloc, but it's getting late, so Fiona needs to stay the night again before she can officially meet Lord Farquaad.
Okay, can I just put this joke in just because I want to say it, and it's not going to cut. I'm just going to cut it out and maybe put it at the end. I don't care, but I just want to say it because I wrote it up and I thought it was clever.
Yes.
Okay. Shrekie doesn't know that Fiona turns into an ogre when the sun sets.
It is so fucking wild. Because the end of the movie, where we get the second Smash Mouth song, I started humming along, Scotty doesn't, because that's what it reminded me of.
What are you I saying?
That's hilarious.
It's from a boy movie.
Okay. So we're camping again. At this point, Donkey is just third wheeling this situation because Fiona and Shrek are extra flirty. Donkey's telling each one of them that they need to tell each other their feelings.
Yeah, but he's also somehow fucking ass blocking the fucking situation by popping up at like fucking inopportune moments and ruining moods when he shouldn't be.
He has no social awareness at all. We should know this about Donkey.
What a jackass. So, it was low-hanging fruit, I'll admit it.
I'm surprised you're that's the first time it's been said, though.
Oh, you gotta save it.
But Donkey stumbles into Fiona's little cabin she has to go talk to her about Shrek and finds out that Fiona is an ogre.
She's an ogre, too.
An ogre?
And my Shyamalan twist, we didn't see it coming.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, if it was a big shock, like, when, you know?
I think when I first watched it as a youth, I was like, oh, my God.
I thought that about the scene when Lord Farquaad was first walking in, how, like, I will never feel again that feeling of, oh, he's just normal size. Oh, he's short. Like, that feeling will never happen again.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so funny. They did so many camera tricks in a fucking animated movie to sell it.
When you commit to the bit, you commit to the fucking bit, man.
So Fiona's an ogre. She tells like her story of why she's an ogre at night. She was cursed. And she needs to have true love's first kiss to break the curse. And that's why she needs to go marry Lord Farquaad tomorrow before the sun sets. Donkey's like, but hey, wink wink, our friend Shrek. And Fiona kind of wants to, but can't. And while she's talking to Donkey, Shrek is listening from outside and obviously only hears the bad parts, gets upset, and storms off.
Yeah, he literally gets there at the exact moment he didn't need to and leaves at the exact moment he didn't need to. If he had stayed for, like, an extra word or two on the back end or gotten there an extra word or two earlier, the context of the situation would have been completely different.
Well, and if you only heard that snippet, and you're already there. Yeah, wouldn't you just stick around? Why would you storm off? Why not see what else they're going to say, you know?
Or slam open that door and be like, what's going on here?
Somebody.
I ain't the cutest ogre in the swamp.
Well, instead, Shrek storms off and finds Lord Farquaad and brings him to camp for Fiona in the morning when she's going to tell Shrek her feelings right as the sun's coming up. So then we get our hallelujah scene where the squad is split up. Donkey and Shrek got in a big fight. They're on their own. Fiona's off getting married. She's on her own. And they play, like, the whole Hallelujah song. It's, like, the whole fucking song.
Yeah, this much like the smash-mouthing of this movie, Hallelujah is tied to fucking Shrek.
Yeah.
This is a song that existed long before Shrek. This is a song that, before Shrek and after Shrek, is highly regarded as probably one of the most beautiful songs ever fucking written. People literally sing this at people's funerals.
I love this song.
But when I hear it, I think of Shrek and I still cry.
So you're telling me there's a world where there's Hallelujah BS, you know, before Shrek, and then Hallelujah AS after Shrek.
Yeah, 2001. That's when the date switches over.
You know, this whole like Shrek cult religion thing, I'm starting to think it's definitely real.
You know, a weird thing in this scene though? Dragons randomly back there? You just gotta throw that in during the Hallelujah scene?
Yeah, how did she break free?
I don't know. She's just there.
Yeah, well, you gotta throw it back like, hey, remember this, because it's gonna come up later. You had to Chekhov's gun it back into the
yeah.
Yeah, into but the situation. The last time we saw her, she was trapped in the...
Yeah, how do you think they were going to explain it at the end when Donkey shows up riding her?
It was just a random place for it.
She's just sulking by with the river.
So you're going to mention that random place, but you're going to completely gloss over Farquaad jerking off to the mirror. Randomly. Make sure to bring up the dragon, though.
Yes, that's exactly what I could do. Well, Donkey shows back up to the swamp after the full song of Hallelujah, and he's claiming half the swamp because he did half the work of getting the princess. It's only fair. He sacrificed his body to the dragon for the princess.
It's also Shrek's ancestral land, and the government can't come in and just say, all right, half of it belongs to this jackass over here. That's...
Donkey showed up and implemented squatter's rights, essentially. He said, this is mine. You can't kick me out. I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
This is a metaphor for the Homestead Act of 1817.
Man, they really dug fucking deep in Shrek. They plucked from everything.
Shrek is just nothing but social commentary. Fascism, mental health, native rights.
All wrapped up and disguised as the comedy character. Well, Shrek and Donkey fight a bunch. Donkey ends up kind of telling Shrek about Fiona's feelings for him. And they decide that they're friends again. And they're going to go crash the wedding. And...
Wow.
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 So they take Dragon to the wedding. The wedding's going on. Shrek's waiting for the right time to object. They're too late.
Let's give it up to Donkey. That's a big commitment. There's going to be fucking pictures of the two of them there. Like, this is, what, their second date? And they're going to a wedding together?
Not even that. They're going to crash it.
Yeah. Literally.
So they crash the wedding. Shrek confesses his love to Fiona. Fiona turns into an ogre. Everyone knows what's going on. There's a bunch of fighting. Dragon comes through the roof, saves the day, and they live happily ever after. And that was Shrek.
Well, and Smash Mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was Shrek.
It's a Smash Mouth wedding.
The best kind of wedding.
Oh, Fiona's still an ogre because that's her true being.
Yeah, and that's what Shrek is all about.
Accepting yourself, loving yourself, and surrounding yourself with the people who really care about you.
Yeah, who love you for what you are and all the layers you possess within.
Guys, all together now. Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
We're part of the cult. Oh, no. You're leading us, too. I did.
It was my plan all along.
So, yeah, what do you guys think of Shrek? What do you think of Shrek as a 420 movie?
I thought it was a fun movie. I mean, obviously, it's nice and short, which is good for a Stony Baloney movie also.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch again. It's definitely something that's enjoyable while high. I'm gonna give it a 420 out of 420.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's not to love about Shrek? You know, a lot of the adult humor they put into this, it was very well thought, but also, I mean, it's a little dumb, obviously. So watching it high just makes it 10 times better. Like, this was a fantastic experience. Probably one of my Shrek viewings, honestly. I'm glad we got to sit here and just laugh about fucking loving Shrek.
Yeah, eating waffles. I'm glad you guys had fun. I'm glad you liked my 420 pick.
Yeah, very good pick, Snart.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of green. There's so much green in this movie.
So much green. Yeah. We love green.
We love green.
Green machine.
Yeah, but that was a really good pick, Snort. Good 420, good movie. Good stoner movie, good movie. And next week, we got another good movie. Maybe. Probably.
We think.
More than likely. Yeah, no, but we know. We think and we know.
For us, yes.
We know.
You're saying yeah. No a lot. What? Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
John, what's going on next week?
Well, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I got a birthday coming up.
What?
Yeah. It's not as exciting the older you get. But I guess lucky me, Nick Cage is bestowing a gift upon me and you guys too. Yeah, we're going to go see fucking Renfield.
Renfield.
And I mean, it seems like it's kind of like, not necessarily a horror movie, but like it's going to be fucking gory. And that's like, we love that shit, right?
Oh yeah, it's going to have some fucking strong What We Do in the Shadows vibes without the documentary feel.
If there's one thing we love more than that, it's fucking vampires, people. We love vampires.
Yeah, we sparkle like motherfuckers over here.
I'm telling you, big twihard.
I just skin of a killer every time. Yeah, I'm really, really excited to see it. I know it's kind of like a little pause in the 420 celebration we have going on, but at the same time, is it? I mean, Nick fucking Cage seems like he could fit into any 420 plans you have.
Oh, yeah. No, anytime I'm getting high, you've got a 1% chance of Cage rolling in out of nowhere.
Only 1%?
I can only dream of that 1%.
I mean, I'm talking about like actual Nick Cage. I think everybody in their life has a standard 1% chance at any time that Nick Cage will just show up randomly.
At any point in their life?
At any point in their life. I think the overall odds are 1%.
I'll take them. If it's all I've got, I'll take them.
One out of every 100 people will have a Cage interaction.
Maybe we'll run into him at the theater. You never know.
No, I'm very excited to watch this movie for your birthday, John. I know you're a big Cage fan. I'm a big Cage fan. Snore's a big Cage fan. We're all fucking ready to get in the cage with the King of the Cage, the Dracula. Full fucking goth Cage, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
And he is going to eat the fucking scenery in this movie. Literally, fucking metaphorically, he's just going to be chewing up everything.
Yeah, I think we're all going to definitely have a great time discussing it when it's all said and done. And honestly, I think it's been a while since we've even peeped his name a little bit. We haven't spoken of the Cage in quite some time, so I got a lot to get out next episode.
Maybe this is how we deprogram from the Cult of Shrek.
Unleash the Cage.
Get into the cage.
Okay, but that is going to be next week. This week is over because we're really fucking high and we watch a lot of Shrek. But if you want to follow along with next week's episode and the rest of our 420 holidays Stoner Month programming that we didn't give a proper name to,
be sure to follow along on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at TH Cinema Podcast. Make sure to go to any of those places and look at our link tree and go see some merch.
Yeah, trust me, going to like a website and then clicking a button to click a button again is a lot easier than typing in the fucking like
www.
All the letters. There's so many letters.
Yeah, so Linktree it up. Make sure to give us 5 stars and leave a review on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to this at. Let us know what your 420 movie is.
Can I just pause and say, you said 5 stars, and then you said 420, and all I got in my head was, Rob Van Dam.
The whole fucking show.
God.
But that's the end of this whole fucking show. So, if you see 3 people going into the fucking swamp to make best friends with an ogre, but they're really, 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 really high because it's fucking 420 month. Come over and say hi. That might just be us. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All that smokes is green.
No, this is your fucking episode, dude. You did the outro. You
okay,
did the intro.
But I did do the intro.
No, you did. You did the outro. You did the. All right, guys, are we ready to go watch Shrek?
Oh, okay.
You did the outro, man. I passed it off to you.
How's it go?
So and so found the movie. So and so did the snacks, and we're back, and we just watched. We've only done this 70-something fucking times. Shrek's. All right, so
wait, Shrek's. We did next start week, Shrek 2.
Next week is Renfield. Renfield.
What?
Okay. How do you say
Renfield?
I don't know how you say
running in field.
Renfield.
Renfield.
What was that? That was awesome. Do it again.
I don't think she can. That came out of nowhere.
Something took me over.
I think you were possessed by the cage.
Is that by cause?
I really hope that that's recorded so we can hear it again.
Oh, it's you should just like drop it in random episodes.
I'm pretty sure it's just gonna come out in reverse.
It's gonna be it's gonna have some fucking cryptic message,
like Latin undertones or something. Hey, sauce.
It's like, is this the start of a ritual?
I'm crying.
You are the one true Shrek snort.